On Fridays, we focus on your money, and today we'll talk about people who make money when you lose. One investor's financial disaster can be another's buying opportunity, or so it would seem in Stockton, California, which is the nation's per capita foreclosure capital. Enterprising real estate agents there have launched a tour to showcase broken dreams for sale. Rachel Miro of member station KQED reports.
Behind every foreclosure, there's a bank, anxious to unload the property as soon as possible. So says Stockton real estate agent Cesar Diaz. About 3 months ago, Diaz suggested his agency wrap two minibuses with ads for RepoHomeTour.com.
Banks are going to have bank repos, and we're going to provide buyers. And there's an abundance of properties, so we're going to take them a bus load at a time instead of the old conventional way, a client at a time.
Or at least that was the idea. On a recent Saturday morning, the ratio of real estate agents to potential buyers ready to board the bus was running 6-1. But Diaz's boss, Greg Somerville, insists that's just because the media has overhyped the housing bust.
Sensationalism is what sells copy. So we obviously have to try to compensate for it by keeping folks on track with what the reality is.
Real estate brokers are an optimistic lot, but over 17 years, Somerville's made a tidy sum betting on Stockton. Coming from San Jose on the California coast, he saw a long time ago farmland inland would soon give way to condo developments.
Okay, everybody, we're getting ready to approach our first home here on our repo tour today.
Somerville's son Jason announces the first stop on this tour of Weston Ranch, a particularly hard-hit development in southwest Stockton.
And it's a four-bedroom, three full-bath, two-story home, 1,726 square feet, and it's listed at only $263,900.
Sounds like a steal to homeowners in San Jose or San Francisco. And there, say the Somervilles, you have Stockton's housing boom in a nutshell. Commuters and speculators from the Bay Area drove up prices here to stratospheric levels until the market fell out from under them.
Less than 6 months ago, they would have had this property listed definitely in the 400 range.
Jason, by the way, got his real estate license 5 years ago. Until recently, the only market he knew was full of irrational exuberance and risky decisions.
People felt like they had to get in wherever they could fit in. And a lot of them pretty much had the attitude, I'm going to get this house. You know, if it has to kill me, I'm going to get this house. And if one agent didn't help them, another one would. And that was kind of the mentality, you know.
Economists say regions like inland California are taking the brunt of the housing bust because those areas are where home builders have been busiest in recent years. Now that the market is soured, they suddenly have to unload a lot of new product, and that depresses prices across the board. But that may prove a boon to local families who couldn't afford to buy when prices were sky high. Rafael Espino, a welder from northeast Stockton, is scouting on behalf of relatives. Espino says he loves the tour. He's getting a broad view of what's available in neighborhoods all over town. The agents running Repo Home Tour say after years of fantasy real estate, Stockton's simply come back to earth. Sober words in a town born during California's gold rush. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Miro in Stockton.